Hey, you're Stocks from the 5 Yard Rush podcast, and you're listening to the Ballers Dynasty podcast. You're either here because you're in the league or you just got lost.
Welcome, ballers, to another off-season special. This time round, it's the rookie review from the 2022 draft. As always, I have Storm with me. Hey, buddy, how's things?
Always. I'm doing all right, mate. How are you?
I thought you disappeared then and you took so long to answer. Yeah, good, mate.
And I was just trying to mimic what you said. Pretty toasty.
I think we had a podcast this time last year saying how chuffing hot it was. Sweaty bollocks.
Yeah, mate. Yeah, but you can't complain because the sun's shining, so.
Yeah, true. You get to work outside in the sunshine, it's okay. And fresh from going back to the 5 Yard Pod, we have got him back on the more important podcast. Stocks is with us again. Hey, buddy.
17 days, 13 hours, 47 minutes and 55 seconds at recording. That's how long it is till the rookie draft. Cannot wait. Thanks for having me back, boys. It is hot. I'm pretty sure the last time we were on, well, I was on, it was cold. So, great British weather for you.
Yeah, oh, nice. Pretty much.
Pretty good stat much. In there as well.
Love it. I mean, Stocks, you were saying we should just do the draft now, by the sounds of it.
Well, no.
Waiting, Jazz.
I'm a big advocate for waiting. I think people get sucked in by the NFL draft and the draft happens and they think, oh, I need my rookies. And then somebody gets injured or somebody gets arrested or somebody does both. And then players are missing. And just wait a while, guys. You know, spread your rookie draft out. So
yeah. So July the 1st is okay with you, or do you want it pushed even further?
No, July the 1st is fine. I won't have any then. So that will just tuck a little couple of days into my NFL drafting life, and then we'll move on.
Yeah, nice. I like it.
There's still plenty of time for someone to get shot, you know?
Exactly.
So all good.
All right, so the last pod we said we would have a rookie review, so here it is. First of all, we will run through how the draft went, team by team, where the players were drafted. Stocks, I have you up first to have a little chat about the 101.
Oh, geez, yeah, I'm blue.
I'm glad you reminded me because I forgot.
So it would be unfair for Pitsy to talk about the 101 considering it was the pick he made. So we start with the team who had the 101, and that was Pitsy, as I said. He did trade up with Thacker for that 101. Pitsy had three picks in the draft, taking Brees Hall with the 101, then Jahan Dotson with a 205, and a dart throw of Tyler Baddy with the 310. Pitsy, of those picks, how many of were yours?
None of those were mine.
Excellent drafting.
So I think I had the 7 slot, didn't I? So I swapped around my picks, gave away a couple. I think I had two first round, maybe. I think I swapped the 101 for 2 first rounders. I think the 107 and 104 or something like that for the 101. And then I don't know where I got the 205 from. That just magically appeared. And then the 310 must have been from Storm at some point. So who knows?
Yeah, interesting. I don't even know what you gave me for that, to be honest.
No, it'd have been some random trading that happened.
Would have cost a lot for the 310.
Yeah. Might have been when I took... I gave you a first round pick as well for...
Fields,
yeah, at some point. I can't remember when that happened either.
Yeah, you probably fleeced me for a pick because you know what you like in trading.
Yeah, we'll get to that soon. Tyler Baddy, that we don't need to talk about. It was literally 310, dart throw, as I say, and nothing much happening. However, Dotson and Brees Hall, there's still time to work out what's going to go on with those two, but I'm pretty happy with those two still at the moment.
Yeah, two good picks for me.
Yeah, agree. Brees Hall, you're talking about an injury. I think he was on track for something stupid carries wise for a rookie in his first year and then got injured. And Jahan Dotson, I think, is going to be a much bigger piece in that Washington offense this year than last year. And, you know, he was awesome at Penn State. So I think he's got a lot more to show going into his second season.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm hoping for anyway. I don't even know where Tyler Baddie's turned up. I don't know where he's disappeared to. I think he went on to practice squads here, there and everywhere, and he's just disappeared into the ether now.
I didn't even know who drafted him, to be honest.
It was the Ravens.
I'll tell you where he is. He's currently a Denver Bronco.
Oh, well, there you go.
Of course he is. What a beast.
Nice. All right, then. Who have we got next up, Stormo?
Next up was Duffer with the 102, taking Kenny Walker, George Pickens at 202, and obviously Brian Robson, talking about gunshots, must have been, with 302.
Not a bad draft, really. That three good picks.
Yeah. That's, I think, with if you look at a draft going for the full three rounds and deciding who had the best draft with their first, second, and third round pick, Duffer is definitely up there as one of the best drafts looking at what happened.
Yeah, after big the time. Season. Like Brian Robinson, I mean, he was slated to be this big running back before he got shot, but then even when he came back, he started to take over the carries and push him forward. So for the third round pick, that's no mean feat. And then obviously George Pickens is shaping up to be one of Pickett's favourite players, so hopefully that can long continue for the Steelers. And we know what Kenny Walker did at the Seahawks. So.
Yeah, I think because of Hall's injury, Walker was a standout rookie running back, wasn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, very good. It's just a shame that the Seahawks decided to draft another running back to mix.
They drafted two
running backs to go with him, so we'll yet to see how that works out. But if Kenny Walker shows what he did last season, then hopefully he can still keep that main set of runs.
It's going to be hard to take off him. You can, like, he proved he was RB1, so the others are going to have to do some big old running and be really, really good in the OTAs and practice and all that.
Am I right in saying that was it Charbonnet that went to Seahawks? Is that right?
Yeah, Charbonnet.
And who was the other one, Stocks?
Well, I can't tell you that before the draft, I'm afraid.
Okay, fair.
No, I think they drafted Kenny McIntosh, and it was either fifth or seventh round. But if you look at his profile as a running back, he's basically Kenny Walker or Zach Charbonnet. It's like a hybrid of the both of them.
So where one goes down, he'll just be that player.
Yeah, but he could be the guy who gets all the third down work if Charbonnet surpasses Walker.
Interesting.
And that's why I couldn't tell you before the draft.
I'll leave this until after the 1st of July.
Hold on, what did you say his name was? I'm just writing it down.
I'll beep over the name when we get the recording.
One of those scratch and sniffs. You can only scratch it out after the draft.
Yeah, that's it. Good. Right, Stocks, you were up next with the 103 and you took Garrett Wilson. Pretty shit, really, to be fair. Starks also had acquired the 104 from Mark and took Drake London, another crap pick there. And then after acquiring the 108 from Rob, you also took Chris Olave in the first round. That, looking at those three names right there, is absolutely ridiculous. So fair play to you. Well done. And then with Mark's...
For a guy who needed running backs, he took some shit ones.
whether Mark's 204, you took Tyler Algier to finish off your draft, so that you got a good running back to finish off with. So those three wide receivers, though, man, if they carry on the way that they were playing last season, you have your three wide receivers locked up.
Well, I don't own Chris Olave anymore because I gave.
Oh no, you didn't. Yeah, you got it. Yes, you did. I remember that now. Now that you said it, obviously.
I got the 108. I got the 108 from Rob in the Zeke trade, and then drafted Chris Olave, and now I don't have him anymore because I got Josh Jacobs. But I mean, if you think the value of Chris Olave at 108, that's like sickening value when I took Drake London at 104.
Yeah. But even with Olave swapping in for Jacobs, you're talking the number one running back in the league last year. And we already talked about how expensive running backs are in this league. So that's a pretty damn good swap, to be fair.
Yeah, so if you look at it now, Wilson can only be better with the quarterback. He's going to be the new Devontae, isn't he, in that team?
Yeah.
London, who knows? He had a pretty average quarterback last year, so he can get better, but it just depends what the quarterback, how his quarterback shows up. And then Algier obviously takes a bit of a hit with Bijan.
Yeah, I think he's still going to get a bit of work. I don't know whether it will be enough.
Patterson's going to obviously be there as well, but surely he's going to mix in less than Algier after watching what he did last season.
It wouldn't surprise me if he's a cut at the start of the season or something. Work through camp, make sure people are fit and healthy, and then
yeah,
see him off.
Bold prediction. Bleep this one out as well. Wilson, potential top five wide receiver this year.
I mean, that doesn't need beeping out because it's already in a team. Nobody's drafting him.
Yeah, people could go after him with some picks, you know. But yeah,
okay.
Just got a strange feeling about him this season with Rodgers. Rodgers was poor last season.
You're quite hot on your wide receivers, especially when you said that Jefferson was going to be the boy and he came out absolutely flying. So.
Yeah. So I think
we'll come back to this one after next season.
Garrett showed some class last year, but I think he's going to be next level with Aaron.
So what Stocks is hoping for?
Yeah. Although wide receivers don't match shit. No.
Well, you said yes and no, because for me, I was looking at my team and my wide receivers of Cup, Hill and Debo, and they averaged, I know if you've got three good running backs, that's obviously going to be better than three good wide receivers. But my average of my wide receivers being that good all the time was so much better than my up and down running backs that I had. Yes, the running backs, when they scored big, but when they didn't score at all. So it's an interesting dilemma to have, really. But
it's easier to find three wide receivers that you could get good average points out of than it is to find two or three running backs you can get good points out of, like you just said. So
at least you set there though. That's good. Who's your third? Who would you put in as your third wide receiver now? I can't remember who your team is.
Oh, probably Jamar Chase.
Oh yeah.
Or AJ Brown.
Oh yeah. Shit. So you don't need all those guys.
No, not really.
No That's wonder you got rid of Olave.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair. You're going to be quite a team to play next year. Sweet.
So Mark had the 105 from Dan and drafted Treylon Burks. After acquiring the then 201 from Thacker, Mark took Jameson Williams. And after finally acquiring the 305 from Dan as well, he took Zamir White. So this is some draft from Mark here. He could be looking at an absolute bust in Treylon Burks, a criminal in Jameson Williams, and a backup running back in Zamir White. Sorry, Mark, I didn't mean to go in there. That was harsh.
Well, if you didn't, I was. So I'm glad you took the hit first. He doesn't have any luck, I don't think, Mark. He has the potential. When you look at that at the start of last season, you're thinking, pretty nice draft. And then the season goes through and you're like, ugh. Yeah. I mean, Jameson, he was looking to be pretty good. And obviously, he's got himself into some trouble by doing some online betting inside the facility, which is stupid. So.
Yeah, but it's only six games.
It is only six games. It's definitely better than the year and slash more after that, if there's anything else.
Yeah, I mean, Treylon Burks, according to reports, has looked pretty good this off-season. But if Nuke ends up going there, what does that do for Burks?
Yeah, I mean, it could go either way, couldn't it? Like the fact that Nuke could take all the targets, or Nuke could take all the coverage. It just.
But not when you've got Derrick Henry running it 35 times a game like that. That immediately reduces the amount of targets for receivers.
Yeah, true. Very true. Well done, Mark. Good draft.
Yeah, same sort of thing. Jameson Williams last year was out for a bit with the injury, and obviously he serves the same sort of time now with the suspension. And then I was just saying what Stock said, Burks, depending if where Nuke goes, but depending if Tannehill's QB or not, you know, his share could get worse. And then, yeah, as you said, Henry takes the bulk of that. So it's just an average shorter draft, potential busts. Hopefully there's a glimmer of light in there somewhere.
Yeah, fair. Nuke, he's got a two-day visit with Pats lined up, hasn't he? Which obviously is his old coach in Bob. I wonder if one of those days is just chatting with Bill O'Brien to actually work things out from when they first got rid of each other.
Yeah, it's but it's the same. It's Mac Jones, isn't it? Is he you know the one you really want to throw into? He's not going to give new 10 targets a match, unfortunately. But I suppose it's better than him not being on the team.
It's a strange one though, because Mac Jones on his rookie season started. I mean, he was average, but for a rookie, that's good. Yeah. And then obviously last season obviously was under a defensive coach, so you're not going to get anything from that. So the fact that he's now got an actual good O coach coaching him up, I don't know. There's a lot of slander against Mac Jones, so I don't know. There might be something for the Pats team to be happy about this season.
Yeah, boy. So who's next? Thacker? Thacker acquired the 106 pick from Simon and took Sky Moore. He also acquired the 107 from Pitsy and took Christian Watson. Thacker had a lot of picks. Thacker taking another pick off Pitsy after receiving the 207. And with this pick, Thacker took Trey McBride. Acquiring the 210 from Storm, Thacker took David Bell. And with his own 301, he took Desmond Ridder. And then to finish off the draft, with 308, he acquired from Rob, Isaiah Pacheco. That's
an interesting draft.
A big bench.
It is a big bench.
I think his best player he took was the one he took last.
Yeah, no, having
Christian Watson's the best player he took there.
You think with Watson would have with Aaron Rodgers, you would have thought Watson would have been phenomenal. But see, I think under Love, I don't think Watson's going to have anywhere near as good a season. But you don't know because he's got no one else really to throw to. So I'm just not that keen on Love, to be fair.
I feel you.
Yeah, we've seen Love like maybe once and he wasn't great, but is that just because he was filling in?
Yeah. I don't know. Big shoes to fill, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, 308 for Pacheco as his last. I think he was a good running back last year, and he definitely came on an absolute dream at the end. Obviously, yeah, after the season had finished, when it was in the playoffs, he played lights out, really. So, yeah, big steal for that 308.
Yeah, him and McKinnon pretty much wiped Edwards-Helaire off the planet, didn't he? So they'll be, I think they'll be the same two this year going forward.
This isn't me blowing my own trumpet, but obviously a lot of his value at 108 just shows that none of us really know what we're doing past picks 1, 2, and 3, do we? I mean, are you going to pick Sky Moore, Christian Watson, Treylon Burks ahead of Olave now? No. Yeah. It's just, I was lucky he fell to me. And
Prescott,
yeah.
To be fair to Thacker, I tried to trade in to get Watson because I had a feeling about Watson last year. But I can't remember. I don't think I had any picks at the start or in last season's thing. So he is, as you said, he is probably the best player there, but he just needs some more ball this year, I think.
Yeah. Big draft, that. Big draft. I'm not sure where he managed to fit them all.
It's because Susie didn't have any.
Yeah, that's very true. Going on to Susie, she had the next pick at 109, where she took James Cook. And then with the second and final draft pick, she then took John Metchie with the 209. Obviously, Metchie was injured for the rest of the season. Did he have leukemia or something?
Yeah.
So I'm hoping he's coming back and he's going to play well for the Texans.
Does Susie listen to the pod?
Occasionally. I don't know. We'll find out.
Susie, if this is one of the occasions you're listening, just check your trading box, would you? Do me a favour.
Trade pending. Susie doesn't like to trade is the issue. She don't like it.
I mean, that might be my fault for how I reacted to the Susie and Rob trade, but I'm very happy for that people can trade. That's very good. Yeah, thank you. we don't know what's happening with James Cook, do we?
Potential?
No.
Who's the RB1 now?
Josh Allen.
Josh the running back.
Yes. It's bloody the Bills running game, isn't it? Because Singletary's not there anymore, is he?
No, he isn't. And
Zach Moss isn't there anymore either, is he? He's at the Colts.
Yep.
So that I mean,
Susie picked up Allen this off season anyway, hasn't she? In that trade that we spoke about with Rob. So she got both running backs there.
Handcuffing, that's the way to do it, bro.
Yeah.
Handcuffing.
Right, finish off the first round then for us, Stocks.
Sorry, I was trying to look up who the Bills other running back is. I do know it, but I can't get it.
Latavius is there, isn't he?
Yes. Correct. And there's someone else. I'm sure there's someone.
Damien Harris.
Yes, there we go. Damien Harris. You that watch him get all
crazy names.
Yeah, James Cook is not a three-down NFL running back. He's not big enough. So you watch Damien Harris get all the goal line work and James Cook get absolutely nothing.
Harris was decent at the Pats as well, so.
Yes, he was.
And plus we know Latavius Murray scores TDs for fun in the red zone.
Funny running back room.
Yeah. Josh Allen doesn't want to run as much. No charge. Like, what are we doing? Take a weapon away from one of the best quarterbacks in the league. Are you silly? God, yeah. You can tell it's late. I'm on a mad one. So Dan had the final first-round pick, taking from Storm, the 110. And with that pick, he took Isaiah Spiller. Then with Rob's 208, Dan took Alec Pierce. And then two picks in the third to finish the draft. So with the 304 from Mark, Dan took Tyron Davis-Price. And then finally with the 309 from Susie Malik Willis. What to make of that lot?
That's a lot of craziness.
Mm.
Not a right lot, to be fair.
No.
Not a lot with a lot to talk about, to be honest.
No, I'm guessing Malik Willis was that plan of surely Tannehill will be finished soon, so he's going to step up, but he never did. And then...
Spiller should have more of a season this year than he did last year. He was always the one that was taken out last minute, you know, dropped from the team, no, not dressing. With
healthy stretch.
Yeah. And with Eckler's situation, I think hopefully Spiller will come back, you know, in his sophomore season and show some skill, show some, you know, college skill that he had, hopefully.
Yeah, Tyron Davis-Price, he just disappeared as well, didn't he? A bit like my guy. Who does he play for? Does he even have a team?
Give me 2 seconds. I will look that right up.
And where's Alec Pierce? Who does he play for?
Oh, he's a Colts wide receiver. Davis-Price is still at the San Francisco 49ers.
Okay. He's one of those running backs that potentially could play. But also could never play.
Yeah. I mean, Malik Willis is dead, isn't he, with the arrival of Oh God, what's his name? The gunslinger from Kentucky.
Yeah. Oh, him.
Do me a favour, brain, turn on, would you? Yeah, Alec Pierce, loved that kid, but what's going to happen now with Anthony Richardson? Man, who knows?
No. It's not going to happen, is it?
No.
Will Levis.
Well, there you go. Thanks, Stormo.
No probs. I couldn't think of it either. I was like, fuck, what's his name, man?
I literally just started typing into Google too whilst I was looking. Yeah, never mind. So yeah, Dan didn't like his team, just all fell apart really, didn't it?
Yeah. Slid down to the second pick this year, didn't it? That's what that looks like.
Bastard. What a bastard.
Right, moving on. Give us Rob's picks.
Rob's first pick wasn't until the 203, which he had received from Stocks. Rob took Rekord White, and then with Stocks 303, he took Jalen Tolbert. And then finally, with Pitsy's 307, he took Jelani Woods. I like that name, Jelani.
Jelani Woods. That's probably his best pick of the draft there with Jelani.
Jelani.
I mean, do you not think Rashad White's going to be the starting running back in Tampa this year?
He should be.
I just don't know what's going on with that team.
Yeah, I don't have a clue either. Because Player Fellini's still in the netherworld, isn't he?
Mm.
The fact that they've got Baker, like that makes no sense. Apart from the fact that maybe they're looking to try and get the 101 next season and take one of the top quarterbacks.
Oh, Pitsy, I am ashamed and annoyed you don't know who the top quarterback is in next year.
Well, it's because they keep giving me all sorts of names, not just Caleb's name, so...
Who are these idiots that are telling you it's not Caleb Williams? Tell me right now, I'll have it out with them.
I've just been listening to a few things, that's all.
Dickheads.
Well, early see, days.
This is why I want to record at 10 PM with you, Stock, because we get this version of you.
Dickhead.
Ridiculous. You'll get people. It's exactly the same that happened with the guy from Kentucky, whose name I still can't remember, even though Stormo literally just said it to me. Will Levis. Yeah, he was gonna go number one at some point. I mean, come on, the kid slid to the second round.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Don't move away from Caleb Williams. Bryce Young was the top quarterback in this year's class and so went number one. Caleb Williams is sick, dog. I mean, stop it. Stop it. Pitsy, you're listening to the wrong stuff, man.
Okay. I've been told.
Who was you going to say as the other one? Tell me now.
I don't know because my brain stopped working, so I can't tell you. I just knew it was Caleb. God. See, that's what that. To be fair, that's the only name that stuck. So obviously, he is the right person to be thinking of number one.
Okay, fair enough.
Fair, good. We digress. Well, all right, finally, Simon. Yeah, well, that's true. I do like a little side shoot off every now and then. Finally, Simon was the last to make his first pick, and it was at 206. And with his pick, he took Damien Pierce. And then with a 306, he drafted Katoni. Is it Katoni Ingram? Is that how you say his
Keyonte. Keyonte.
Keyonte. Keyonte. Yeah, that's something like that. Ingram. Pierce of the 206, that was nice. Good choice.
Really good choice. I tried to get that one as well, but Sarah and having it, I wasn't paying attention.
No.
Bonus point, if you can tell me where Keyonte Ingram went to college. Quickly before looking it up, don't be cheating.
Kentucky. Before.
No.
USC.
Oh, God. I'm going. he was a Longhorn. He went to Texas. It was actually pretty good.
That was actually going to be my second guess.
Yeah, of course it was. Pitsy was one of the names. Quinn Ewers. Was that one of the names that you should look out for, possibly?
No, that doesn't ring a bell, but... To be fair, like I said, I've not been listening to a lot of things. So,
okay,
is he a good quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, have you seen the guy's hair? He's got a mullet, so of course he's a good quarterback.
Sweet, oh, he's love it. Becoming my favorite player already.
There's some quarterbacks in next year's class which are absolute busts, like huge busts. But that's for next year. We've got a whole season between now and then.
We haven't even picked this year's yet. So, yeah.
Damien Pierce was a good pick, I think, though.
Yeah, loved that.
Good glimpses.
Second round as well, that's good.
In a very bad team, so, yeah, that was good. Good pick.
Yeah, he came on really strong, didn't he?
I just traded in another league. I traded, I had the 108. I got pipped in the semi-final of my league. And I had the 108. And I'm stacked at wide receiver. I've got Jefferson and Chase. And I don't need another wide receiver. And I auto-drafted because, get this, the commish put it on 2 minutes per pick, didn't tell anyone, and then it was also a snake draft. So I got 203, which was fine. I was happy with that because I drafted Zach Charbonnet. with the two, with my 108 Jordan Addison pick, I traded him straight up for Damien Pierce.
And
I felt like I was getting a bit of a dirty deal, but Jordan Addison was never going to get in my side. So I thought, I need a running back.
Yeah, that's a good switch, is that?
Good trade, that.
Thanks.
He's
going to be still a strong running back for them, isn't he? So, anyhow, Stormo, you were the only player not to make a draft pick last season.
Yeah, mate, got rid of him.
Any thoughts on that?
Looking back at it, right, I made quite a blockbuster trade for Nuke, and then it was suspended, and now has been left in the upside down with no team. So in the long run, I don't think it paid off because I didn't win. And now Doyle didn't have any picks. And although I tried to get back into the draft on a couple of occasions, I didn't manage to. But, you know, it's not like you can do. You can just crack on. I've got a few more this year.
You're welcome.
Yeah. And see where we get to, really.
Yeah, making up for lost time.
Yeah. But I had a good team, so, you know, it was...
I would caveat that with I had loads of picks and my team was wank. So
it's getting there, Storm. Stocks, it's getting there.
Thanks, mate.
Oh, man, I'm so close to annihilating everybody. Trust me.
It's just on the verge, isn't it? It's on that seesaw edge.
Yeah.
Mate, you'll get
a little bit scary. It's a little bit scary.
I'm a Bijan Robinson away from being elite.
Oofed.
I can't draft him. I'm not paying the capital.
No. Nah, I think Gibbs will be better anyway. Don't worry.
Yeah, me too.
Don't say that, Mark. Mark, don't listen to this before the draft. You might change his mind.
Well, I don't care.
Either way, I'll be happy, won't I? You'll be happy with one or two. So
no, Stormer, you're doing it all wrong. Zach Charbonnet is the best running back in this draft
That's
class.
What I heard. I heard that on that pod Pitsy was listening to about the quarterback.
Yes,
Pitsy, that. Take control of this boat. Come on, man.
Well, I'm finally going to fire it over to Stormo because we had the questions in the last pod. We took out the rookie questions, so I thought it was only fitting to bring it into the rookie pod. So, Stormo, over to you.
Yeah, so just before the last pod, as you said, put out some questions about the rookies, and we saved that certain question, as you just said. So let's kick it off with Dan. So Dan, who was Dan's rookie of the year? He said none of them. Said the best he drafted, he guesses, was Alex Pierce. But even he wasn't good enough last season to move out the taxi. I love that. If he was the best, but he was still in my taxi. But the best rookie in his squad, he says, was Brock Purdy. Great pickup off the waivers, and hopes to see him back next season. Yeah, can't argue with that. He had a great season for the Niners, so part season.
That kind of answer kind of ties in quite nicely to how we discussed his draft picks when we went through his. There's so many of them, and not right luck from it.
Yeah, he confirmed our thoughts and suspicions.
Yeah. Obviously, Brock Purdy coming off waivers is a nice little steal. So, yeah, as he says, hopefully we'll get to see him as the starting quarterback again next season.
Yeah.
Sweet. onto Ollie. He was a man of many, many words and went with Kenny Walker.
I know. I tried to get more out of him, but that's...
I mean, he's not wrong. That was his rookie of the year. And yeah, he did very, very well and probably one of the actual rookies of the years too. So fair play to him. Good pickup. And he helps his team massively. You'll just look at how he's gone from having maximum 3 wins to then getting up to 6 wins in a very short space of time was very good. So he was definitely key to that.
So next up was Mark. We mentioned that his draft was pretty terrible, so he tried to swerve the situation. So he'd like to say Travis Etienne, as his first year was pretty much broken. So he wanted to try and class Etienne's second year as his rookie year, but that isn't allowed, Mark, I'm sorry to say. So he said, if not, didn't have too much luck again with injuries, Burks, Williams, Robinson, and then he had White stuck behind Jacobs. So he's going to have to say Dolchich, hoping that he's a top tight end next year. Let's just say my team was completely shit last year, end quote.
Dolchichi, what a beast.
Dolchichi. that, exactly how we put his draft as well. I like the fact that I don't even realise that I've done it until just now, but I had Stocks talk about Mark twice.
You know, really, really cool.
Really rubbing it in.
You know what's really cool about this? Like, if we kept all these answers blank and only revealed them once we got to this part, it makes us almost sound professional how well we've judged their picks by them saying the same thing about the
rest as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, very true. Very true.
Yeah.
If it helps, I didn't really look at this. I'm just, you know, the consummate professional. I know what I'm talking about.
You're just flowing. Yeah. You were just flowing with it.
That's it.
Sweet. So let's move on to Thacker. Thacker said, your rookie of the year. Pacheco came into his own, but Pacheco came to his own, but he also liked the pickup of Okonkwo at tight end.
Random, but I like it. He likes his tight ends. Does
Okonkwo, if you're listening, I hope I pronounced him right, mate.
Okonkwo.
Pretty good.
Pacquiao's definitely came into his own, didn't he? So, but
Pacquiao. He's a boxer, my friend.
But Pacheco.
You wouldn't mess with him at running back either, Pacquiao.
Pacheco.
Pacheco.
Both players good. Right, Susie, her rookie. Didn't have much of a rookie game this year. She stashed Cook in her taxi all year. Like the early look of him, I think he'll be a great guy, but if the Bills ever start a serious run game, then let her know. So, but that, again, that'll be why she's taken Allen, so that she can get that Bills running game. So, sweet.
We talked about it. Si was up next. His pick was Dameon Pierce, obviously, 206 instant starter. Permanent resident in his flex spot, as if you could put a running back in your flex spot, you flash bastard. And then
that's why he won.
And then he's echoed that sentiment by putting a good points haul from the flex spot. So again, no need, Si, no need.
Yeah,
really rubbing it in.
I
suppose that's why he's the champion, isn't he? So
yes, that's exactly it.
I don't want to boast or anything, but we're like 6-for-6 on these rookie chats now.
Yeah. I think we're about to go 7-for-7, Stormer.
Rob, Rashad White is the only rookie that had played for him, he believes.
Well, that was easy, Statman.
Statman Rob coming up with all the points. Brilliant. Me, I'll talk about my own rookies. Breece Hall was obviously getting the job done, and he was definitely going up my guy. Just good that he got injured. Devastated, really.
Pretty easy for you, that one, Pitsy, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it was.
If the 101 isn't your rookie of the year, then something
you made a mistake.
Terribly wrong. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm up next, and obviously we talked about Garrett Wilson. Stormo said top 5. I think he's definitely got top 10 upside at least this season. And to get him, I just think he's the final piece of my wide receiver puzzle that I didn't necessarily need or definitely didn't need. But there was no decent running back left at 103, and I've almost got that problem again this year. But Stormo was gracious enough to pull my pants down and take two first-round picks off me for the 102. So appreciate that.
Your boy. Price you got to pay sometimes, unfortunately.
Yeah, just it stings I had to pay the best team in the league.
I know you've mentioned that a few times. Let's just hope I don't cock it up and draw some good people.
Well, this will be even better, though, because we keep on saying... Yeah. We keep telling you that it's the best team and you don't win, then...
Yeah. But yeah, I've still got my ring, so I don't really need to win, you know.
Boy!
Yeah, so obviously I had to wait for the draft to be over to pick up some rookies because I didn't have any picks. And I picked up a couple of rookies, played around. I was pretty happy with Romeo Doubs, and Cade Otto. But looking forward now, I think Romeo and Watson should be the top dogs in Green Bay. And Cade looked really good.
Dear me.
Cade looked really good in for the Tampa Bay. But yeah, who knows what we'll get with Baker there.
Thoughts on that then, Stocks, after that comment?
I think you may well be right, but they did draft Jaden Reed in the second round, which is quite high draft capital for the Green Bay Packers. So
I think they were just rubbing it into Rodgers that they were taking seven receivers in the draft or something.
It was a lot.
There was. There was a lot of them.
Two tight ends. But
two tight ends. Was it four wide receivers? Something like that. I can't remember what it was.
Who did you say? Do you think? Did you mention this, Doc? Sorry?
Jaden Reed.
Jaden Reed. I'm just looking at the...
You're just writing it down again, aren't you?
No. They've got. I'm just looking at their depth chart. So they've got Jaden Reed as their starting slot currently. With Watson and Dubs, yeah. But then if you looked at, there's like Wicks, Debussy, oh, I like him already. Deuce, they got a Deuce Watts, he sounds cool. Jadakiss Bonds, watch out for that guy.
Just keeps going.
Yeah, Rodgers is going to be no more with that. Good.
So yeah, they'll be interesting to watch because they'll be youngsters at Green Bay at least. So the three of them, they're all like, well, first or second year.
Yeah. All right, we teased it last time. So we're going to go update you on the trade since the new league year arrived. The first trade came on March the 12th between me and Thacker. I let go of Mostert for the 307 just to get me an extra pick in the draft.
Steal that for the number one running back in Miami currently?
No, disagree.
Well, you mean it was a steal to get the 307?
No. If Mostert goes one 100-yard game for 307, he was worth it.
Yeah, we'll see.
You're only going to pick like someone, you know. Like
Tyler Baddie again to disappear. Yeah,
exactly.
It could be Pacheco, though, with that 307.
Yeah. Pratt, was that Robinson as well?
Me drafting those, so.
Yeah, true. Dan and Stocks made moves on March the 15th, just in case you wanted to know when that was. Dan takes a 25-3rd off Stocks, and Stocks gets his boy from the Donkeys, KJ Hamler.
That's rude. There's no need for
that. I would have gone for Stocks for this next one, but this is between Storm and Stocks, so I'm going to talk to him. March 17th, Storm and Stocks, big move up the draft board. This was the... one for Stocks, he got the 102 and the 210. And Stormo, you get the 106 and the 110.
Yeah, boy. Keep those pants down, Stocks.
I just don't wear them anymore.
Nice.
The one that we just completely glossed over was my pick, my first trade with KJ
Hamler. Oh, KJ Hamler one, yeah, sorry.
I just, you know... He wanted to get rid of players for picks. And the annoying thing is he offered me Hamler or Beckham. And I didn't think Beckham was going to find a team again. I was an idiot.
That'd have been a nice little prize.
Yeah.
But, you know, Storm and I made a blockbuster one March the 17th, but it wasn't just the only trade of the day. Also on the 17th, Dan and Mark. Dan got Ridley and a 25 third round. Mark got the 205 and a 24 second. Love that.
Yeah.
I think I like it for both teams. I mean, although I think Dan got a really good steal with Ridley. I think if he comes up the way that we expect him to with the Jags, it's going to be a nice little player, that. But if it's not, then 2 second-round picks for Mark is also pretty tasty too.
Yeah. Do you know who was compared to Ridley when he came out of college?
I do not.
T. Higgins. And who did T. Higgins play with in college? Oh, God, boys. Trevor Lawrence, come on. It's not even... It's
all written there. It's just... I'm so sorry.
Just got to read it. So, yeah, if T. Higgins... If Ridley can be T. Higgins from Clemson in the Trevor Lawrence offense...
Boom. And you're absolutely smashing it.
Exactly. Exactly. Get my agent on the phone. This is ridiculous.
He left you when you... Demoted yourself from the big.
Damn it.
Cool. another blockbuster here. I think this is a good one. We like this one. April 5th. Robin Stocks. Rob gets a larvae. Stocks gets Josh Jacobs and the 208.
I forgot that you even got the pick with that as well. To get Josh Jacobs and the 208, that is an absolute steal.
Yeah, I think it's fair.
Well, it is fair. But when you talk about how expensive running backs are in this league,
yeah.
Oh, I was prepared to do the trade as a straight swap, and the fact Rob offered me the 208 was just yes, please.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that! Accept quickly before you return the trucks.
To be fair, though, Olave is damn good, and if he's going to carry on the way that he was playing, then he's got himself one of those smashing wide receivers that should be getting good average points and you don't have to worry about him.
Yeah.
April 13th, Susie and Rob pull off a big trade. A big, big trade. Susie gets Allen and Rashad White and the 209. And Rob got Herbert, Harris and the 304. This is Najee Harris, that is the running back.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's a lot of chat about who was... what and when and who and how and all that jazz as to which people liked which side of the trade. It's an interesting one. But yeah. Susie gets Allen and that rushing upside is huge, absolutely huge.
Let's say Rashad White's starting running back at Tampa this year. Then how do you feel about it?
Then it's a pretty damn good trade for both teams. Rashad, yeah, I think that was the biggest thing for me, I think, was just seeing that running back swap. I think Allen and Herbert, the swap is obviously good for the Allen side. And Herbert is damn good too, but he doesn't quite have the rush that Allen has. And then the 209 to the 304, there's your dart thrown at this point. But I think, yeah, it was that rush. I think it was the running backs, the fact that Harris is that good, solid running back. And I didn't know what Rashad White was going to do for us. So. But yeah, if he ends up being the number one go-to running back in Tampa, then fair play. That is a good trade. I like it.
How did I miss this next trade? Where have I been? Good. So on April the 26th, Dan and Rob traded. Rob was not done trading. Rob traded. Well, so, Rob got Njoku, the 202 and the 303, and Dan got Kyle Pitts and the 304.
Rob's been playing a lot this off-season.
He's done a good clear out, isn't he?
Yes.
He's been throwing everything everywhere.
Do you think Rob thinks Kyle Pitts is done?
Yeah, I think he's just got... I think he sacked him off and just thought, do you know what, I've had enough of dealing with the fallout from him. Where did he pick him? Was it the
104 or 103? He picked him early.
Yeah.
Like most people did, to be fair.
Was it not the 102? Yeah,
it was, because Jamar Chase went 103.
Yeah.
But then I think... Gracias.
So, yeah, an interesting one. And Joku, where does he play now? Because he's not the Browns anymore, is he?
I thought he was.
Or is he still at the Browns?
Yeah, I thought he still was.
My mistake. He's a good tight end. And 202, you'll get something good there.
Mm-hmm.
And then the 303 and 304 swap wasn't really anything, was it?
No.
Just thrown in at the end.
And then there was one more terrible trade.
One fantastic trade to finish everything off. May the 10th, this was the last trade in the league so far. Don't forget, Susie Stocks has got something waiting for you. May the 10th, the first four-way trade ever happened between Pitsy, Rob, Dad and Storm, all swapping a $1 fab. Absolutely amazing.
Mm-hmm. I spent mine already.
You already spent it, yeah, fair.
Mm-hmm.
Stocks, you're only thinking it's a horrible trade because you weren't part of it.
Well, I wasn't invited to be part of it for starters, and that's bullshit. But secondly, I don't understand even how that works. How does that happen? What is it? Nonsense.
I have no idea. It got thrown up in my inbox, and I was like, oh, what on earth is this? Do I lose anything? No, I'll just accept it. Who even started it? Who was it that threw it out there? Was it Dan or Rob?
Flip or flop? Yeah, it was Dan.
Flip or flop? yeah, I think it was because we were chatting about... Did I throw in a trade from... I saw on the internet the way it was a four-way trade.
Yeah.
It was nuts. I could not follow it at all. Anyway.
It was hard enough to follow just as $1 fab four-way trade. Never mind.
Yeah. Players. Having like three or four players in each team trying to come this way and everywhere. Yeah. Nuts. Although it would be exciting if we managed to pull one of those off. I just don't know who and how you would even start going about that.
Well, I'll let you know. So it seems like get Stocks involved, Rob involved, yourself, Pitsy, and potentially Thacker, I would say. And you could pull one off.
You reckon?
Just don't get Ollie or Susie in. I think you'll be fine.
Okay, fair. What are you about yourself? You're not playing this?
I'm probably number next one after the four I just mentioned.
Okay, fair. Good. Right, nice one, boys. We've managed to chat absolute shit for an hour, so that's good.
I just quick question.
Yes.
Has anybody done a mock draft for this league yet?
I did one about a month or two ago when I put the first... You know, when I first set the date, I think I did it then. Okay. Why, what are you asking?
No, I'm just interested to see if anyone has done one.
Okay, fair. Would you like to do one?
I'm going to do one after this.
I've just done one.
Oh, yeah. How did it go? Yeah. Did it go well? Did go in your favour?
Bijan at 2?
Bijan went at 5.
Hold.
No, he didn't. Of course he didn't. it's interesting to see where Anthony Richardson goes, just because it's a one quarterback lead. And I think with teams needing elsewhere, I think he probably goes in the first round, but I don't know if there's a need for him to go in the first round.
It's a strange one because our quarterbacks score quite highly in our league. And he'd be classed as one of those Lamar Jackson-style runners / better throwers.
You hear what
I'm just trying to think. I did...
I just said that Lamar Jackson's a good thrower.
No, because he is. You also said Anthony Richardson's a good thrower, and the guy has completed half of his passes in football.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we'll see.
Yeah, I did one in another league, and Richardson went 9 of 10.
Yeah, he went 8, didn't he?
Yeah, 9 of 10.
Is that because Rob's taken him at 8?
No, someone else has taken him. But it'd be interesting. Who really needs a quarterback in our league currently?
That's what I'm saying.
Well, I haven't got the list in front of me, but I am good for two. I've got two running quarterbacks, so I'm not taking him. No. I'm guessing
Rob's happy with Herbert. Susie's happy with Alan.
Yeah.
Mm, I tell you the who might Dan might end up going for him with the whole weird thing that happened with his number one quarterback, Murray.
Well, he's got Tua as well, and Brock Purdy.
Oh yeah, well Tua, I mean he gets the slightest bit of grass in his eye and he's knocked out, so. So no idea what's going on with him. Purdy, yeah.
I'll tell you but who could. Mark could.
Who's Mark's quarterbacks?
Currently Jared Goff and Matt Stafford and Baker Mayfield.
Ouch. that quarterback room is.
Oh, you've also got Trey Lance on injured reserve, but who knows what's happening there.
No. I think Jared Goff's his best quarterback on that team right now, isn't it? Well, I suppose Stafford, if he's healthy.
Mate, Goff's a beast.
But you're right. Is a quarterback going to go in the first round in our league?
I don't know. I don't think he will. I don't think Richardson will go first round. But only time will tell. Ollie could take him. You never know.
Well, Mark could end up taking him 101.
Or 108.
108, yeah.
Well, I could take him at 106. You never know.
No, you're not taking the quarterback at 106. Who's your quarterback anyway?
Patrick Mahomes.
Kirk Chains.
Kirk Chains and Mahomes, yeah. You don't have to have a quarterback for at least 15 years.
Yeah, hopefully. Cousins is going to be there for at least 10.
Well, that's it. That's what I'm saying. Don't forget about Mahomes.
I'm keeping him with my team even if he retires.
Yeah.
Well, gentlemen, always a pleasure.
Well, unless we have another plan for a pod beforehand, I reckon our next pod will actually be after we've done our rookie draft. We'll probably run through how it all panned out.
Terrifically.
As always.
Hope so.
Except for Mark.
Yeah, standard. And me, I'm going to throw out, I'll probably get one good pick and then the rest of duffs. We'll see. Anyway, thanks again, boys.
Thanks for having me back.
Glad that you can get back on.
And there's something like 13 Sundays till Red Zone's back on, so.
Ooh-wee.
I'm at that.
That is a little crazy. Yeah, we're under 100 days now, aren't we, to the actual start of the season?
Sick!
Let's go.
Happy days.
Until next time.
Until next time.
Until next time. These ballers need a shave.